You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, I don't know if you feel productive today or not, but we were laughing about this story. There's an astrology writer, so automatically, you know, you can place whatever value you want on this.
Let me roll my eyes real quick.
Some people will place a lot of value on that, and some people will place none. I get it. It's people are different. But it's apparently this big article about the lunar influence on Mondays and how those are more, I guess, suited for introspection and reflecting on things.
Okay.
And kind of setting the tone, she says, for the week to come. But Tuesday is ruled by Mars, and supposedly that means it's a good day for bold action, direct confrontation, and healthy competition. So what she's saying is, Tuesday is the day you get bleep done.
Yeah, you go into work and you shake some stuff up, I guess, today. You talk yourself up in the car before you come in, and then get in your boss's kitchen when you get into work today and say, we need to do some changes around here.
You know, it is interesting. Okay. Each day of the week has a different feel to it. Mondays and Fridays both, to me, never really seem like get work done days. I mean, I think we work hard 5 days a week, but just in general, for people in general, Mondays and Fridays seem to have
different vibe to them.
Yeah,
Friday, you don't want to do much of anything. I enjoy Mondays. I got a buttload of stuff done yesterday. I feel like that's just... Mondays and Tuesdays are always pretty darn good for me. I've got a list of things to do today. Once Wednesday hits, that's kind of my lull day, is Wednesday.
You start sliding downhill? You have like a five-day weekend, Wednesday through Sunday?
No, because I feel like I pop back up on Thursday pretty good.
Oh,
and then I drop back down a little on Friday. So I hit a little valley in the middle of the week.
You got a little biorhythm going there.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. They're tying this in with the whole discussion about the four-day work week. And, you know, if you start getting Mondays off, is that necessarily a good thing? Because Mondays could be a really good day for getting everything in gear for the rest of your week. And if you're not at work, then you don't actually get to do... You're wasting the lunar influence, you big schlub.
We usually do our lunar influence on Sundays. Nick Nack and I usually sit down and we go over our calendar for the week. Like, here's what we've got going on for the week. You know, we sync up our calendars, and that's when we do all most of our you know, work on Sunday nights, just getting ready.
Yeah.
Which I think is good. It's good to do that. So you can, you know, start your week with a bunch of disappointments. You're like, oh, man, there's a bunch of stuff I don't want to do this week. Which is fine.
I went and did something old school at the beginning of the year. I went and bought like an old school planner type of thing.
Sure. Like a desk one?
No, it's not that big. It looks more like a notebook in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got the monthly and then it's got weeks broken. It's pretty intense. But I found that it really helps with my plotting for all the various things that I'm posting for my various jobs, is that I do better when I can see it on a page like that, because I keep everything in my phone. But with a phone, you can't really see everything, right? It's limited to a few, whatever can fit on that little, you know, 3-inch screen. And with that planner, I don't know, I think people have tried to get away from, you know, the analog stuff like that because they just don't feel it's cool anymore. But sometimes going back to some analog stuff can really open you up and maybe help you get some bleep done.
Sure,
just
yeah.
You spread it out. I mean, do you guys have a desk calendar or anything?
No. The closest thing we have to that is a little tiny whiteboard that goes on the side of the fridge that we mark down the Monday through Friday meals. That's our menu for the week.
Mm.
And that's probably the closest thing we have to that.
I'm going to have to send you a photo. I'm going to take a photo up just off our kitchen area. In December last year, Gretch spent several days working on this wall. It's like where you come up out of the basement, there's this big wall. And she was tired of it just having the little calendar thing and blah, blah, blah. So she spent days working on turning that wall into a writable space, and she put the most unusual calendar I've ever seen in my life. And she can now write on. So she writes on that wall. And then when the year is up, she will whoosh over it and start again.
Is it like a chalk wall? She got chalk paint?
No, it's not like that at all. Maybe take a picture of it and send it to you, because it's the strangest calendar. It's not broken down into blocks of months. It's just basically a horizontal, like January and then 1 through 31 horizontally across. Hmm. And then below that, February and 1 through, you know, this year, 29 and so forth. And it's really interesting. And when she did it, I mocked her. I was like, what is that? I said, you're not going to keep up with that. Oh, my God. It's the coolest system.
That's neat.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. I might have to post. Maybe I'll take a picture. Well, I don't know if I want to post it on her Facebook. She's got too much other stuff written up there for me to be putting on social media. But it's a pretty interesting idea. But my point is, you know, if Monday is supposed to be the day that you reflect and you get your, you know, thoughts together for the week, and Tuesday is the day you really knuckle down and get stuff done, maybe if people are saying, oh, I'm just not as productive as I used to be, maybe it's one of those things where you step back and you get a day planner or a desk calendar or something so you can write everything down and see at a glance rather than relying on your phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a thought.
It's very Pinterest.